Welcome to Shom Achshava and Daf, which is sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Mometzio Daf Pezayin. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph says that Yaakov Avinu lo have a chulsha. Until Yaakov Avinu, there was no chulsha, there was no sickness before a person died. And one would not be able to write a will or give his last statement to his family. That's Yaakov Avinu davened for it and came sickness to the world. Rav Kiveng over here sends us straight to Tosfos in Bo Basra Daf Tzayin. The Tosfos there mentions, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had a stone that anybody who was sick looked at the stone and healed. So Tosfos, but you said that only by Yaakov Avinu started Chulsho, people got sick. So who's looking at the stone of Avraham Avinu, which is two generations before? So today says two answers. Answer number one is people got sick from a mako, from other reasons. Someone hit somebody else, he made him sick. Just naturally, person from old age now become sick. And the second answer is that people did get sick, but not choylu shel miso, not a sickness that brought person to death. He got sick and he healed. But when a person died, he got to the old age, he died without getting sick, and that was the chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. Rav Kiveng also sends us to what says in Chumash, in the end of the parsha of Vayero, that Avraham Avinu sent away Yishmael, and Yishmael was sitting on the shoulders of his mother Hagar. Rashi says why she was taking him on his shoulders, because he was sick. So the Rishonim on Chumash explain, what do you mean he was sick? Didn't we learn that only by Yaakov Avinu's sickness came? And there it says that he was sick, about to die. So the Chizkuni says, yes, sickness of regular old age, that we didn't have. But there, the sickness was because of thirst. Yishmael was not feeling well, got very thirsty, and the thirst killed him. That happened also in the time of Avraham Avinu. The Das Kei Baal Taisa says over there that the reason is because a person would not get sick on his own, but here someone else caused it. Because Sarah Yemenu put an Ayin Hara into Yishmael. So that's why he got sick to the extent he's about to die. But naturally, one will not get to that sickness until the time of Yaakov Avinu. The Maharal has another Mahalach. The Maharal is both in the Gur Aryeh and Bereishis over there, and in the Chidushi HaGadol over here. And both places, he complements each other. Each one, he says a little different point that brings one Mahalach. The Maharal explains that of course a person got sick, but the sickness did not weaken him. A person got sick and he had pain. It was a fight that he had in his body, between his body and the sickness. And it was a draw. He didn't get sick for going to bed. It just didn't feel so well. But from Yaakov Avinu on, the sickness overcame the person and he became mamish weak from it. And the Maharal goes on, Chiddush HaGadol, and says that Yaakov Avinu, that's what he was. He, in his lifetime, he had roitfim, people that ran after him and went into his territory and bothered him, like Klavon and like Esav. He was always a nirdav, someone who was chased after. So that by him, he has the chulsho. He gets a sickness where the sickness is affecting him. It's not just like that he has some pain, but it affects him, it makes him weak. Because that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And the mashmos of the Maharal is that the reason Chulsha came is not like Rashi says. Rashi says that the Chulsha is in order for him to have time to give a will to his mishpacha. Good to Maharal, Mashra, people got sick before too. But the fact that sickness overcame them, there was a special thing in Yaakov Avinu, because he was a nirdof. And it says, Elokim yivakish nirdof, because Mishpacha comes, gets close to someone's nirdof. So sickness now overcomes a person, and it's a special time for tshuva, special time for close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not for him to have the time to write a will to his family. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.